Live from the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., it's the 10th Annual Jingly Awards. And now, welcome your host, Chris Rock!
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your old friend, Sweaty Pot Cheesy. That's right, I got some bad news. Chris Rock came down with laryngitis and couldn't join us tonight. So they asked old Sweaty to fill in and introduce our new host, Mr. Tom Cruise.
Well, I can't believe I'm here hosting the Jinglies. The Jinglies. The Jinglies, man. Wow. What happened? You guys couldn't book Soul? I mean, just look at all the famous faces in the crowd. I see Brad Weiss is here. You know, Brad's a Jew who wrote a book about pork. Man, that's nuts. That's like me writing a book on psychiatry.
That's classic.
Oh, look, and there's Jerry. Why are you here? They fumigating your mom's basement?
Oh, Tom, you're too much.
And there's... Wait. Where is everyone? Where's Robert Berg? He's like the only reason I agreed to do this thing. And where's KJ? Joe? Is anyone else actually here? Hey, DJ, raise the lights. What the? You two are the only ones here?
Yeah, sorry, Tom. I forgot to invite anybody.
Why'd I bother writing material for this? This show. I can't believe I turned down the Laheckis for this. Fine. Fine. Fine.
Presenting the award for collaboration of the year, Morgan Freeman.
Aristotle once said, "The whole is greater than the sum of its parts." And history is replete with examples. Lennon and McCartney, Bartles and James, Donnelly, Brigati, Cavalieri, and Cornish. But there are exceptions to every rule. And I'm sure that Aristotle would retract every word of that statement if he saw this year's list of nominees for Collaboration of the Year. The nominees are...
K.J. Onstad and Patrick Moffat, in spite of himself.
In spite of himself, he gets paid to yak on the radio. Against all odds, he's on TV too.
Sweaty Parcheesi and his young friend Joey for Teach Me to Schwitz.
Sweaty, teach me to schwitz.
Alright.
Well, I've heard it's a place I don't wanna miss.
If it sounds like fun, well, it really is.
Come on, Sweaty, teach me to schwitz.
Brad Weiss and Brad Weiss for Seasons of Love.
3,842 give or take broadcasts. 10,000 hours, so much time to waste. 3,842 radio train wrecks. There's no accounting for taste.
Jerry Negrelli and Saul from Chile for Warm Up My Mac and Cheese Now.
So you had a rough day.
Had a rough
singing
day,
all your folk songs.
All of my
Is
soul.
It too much to ask? Would you warm up some mac and cheese?
Warm up some mac, warm up some mac and cheese now.
'Cause this package is cold, it needs a lover's warm touch.
And the jingly goes to Jerry and Saul.
Accepting on behalf of Jerry and Saul, Mr. Brad Weiss.
Wow, well, I'm so thrilled to accept this on behalf of Jerry and Saul. I'm sure if they had been here, they would have wanted to say something indecipherable and long-winded. I'll make sure they treasure this award.
Presenting the award for Performance of the Year, Gilbert Gottfried and Matthew McConaughey.
Tony Kornheiser has a face for radio, and I have a voice for silent films. But Matthew, wouldn't you agree that this group of nominees has some of the best singing voices you'll ever hear on a sports radio show?
Sure.
What enthusiasm! And the nominees are...
Joe Arrow for Bunnies in the Hedge.
I'd like to find that bocce ball. It's lost out in the yard, but I'm too scared to try. There's bunnies in the hedge. Bunnies in the hedge. There's bunnies in the hedge.
KJ Onstad for Any Number of Things.
Please make me a small.
Please make me a small.
Slow roast it for me.
Slow roast it for me.
Please make me a small.
Please make me a small.
Like only you can.
Like only you can.
Steve Lipton for Bone China on My Mind.
Blows my mind, there's bone baked in your china. Can you see a femur? Can you just see the palatine? Ain't it surprising that we dine on bones that someone grinds? And that there's bone baked in my china blows my mind.
Robert Berg for Watching Horse Sex.
Watching horse sex. Come on!
Sean Morrissey for This Garbage.
Build a wall and make Mexico pay it all. Build a wall that could withstand the wrath of a smudge.
Jason Fuse for This Nonsense.
Bread hot from the toaster. Yes, bread toasted even on both sides.
And the jingly goes to KJ Onstad.
Accepting on behalf of KJ Onstad, Bradford J. Weiss.
Hey, nothing could make me happier than to make sure my good friend... Who? How do you pronounce that? Kristen gets this award. So deserving, such a star.
Presenting the award for Larry King-related Song of the Year, David Letterman.
Ha, that's some hot coffee. So I had a run-in with a barn owl backstage. He was all hunched over, coughing up thick pellets. And then I realized it wasn't a barn owl, it was Larry King. Now let's read these nominees before Larry dies of old age. Hey, hot coffee.
Brad Weiss for Wild King.
Larry King, you made my kids scream. Close your mouth chewing salad.
Jerry Negrelli for Glycerin King.
Don't let your pants fall down, Larry King. King.
Robert Berg for The Time Larry King Almost Died on Air.
The time Larry King almost died on air. He was really coughing. It sounded like a giant ball of air.
was strangling his uvula. He went.
A Hulu.
Soul for Larry King and his warfish.
It's Larry's warfish, a carnivore fish. It's dinosaur-ish. I bet that his hat sees a cretaceous days. Better wash out, Larry's fish gonna wreck this place.
And the jingly goes to... hot coffee. Hot coffee. Jason Fuse.
Accepting on behalf of Jason Fuse, Bradley Jefferson Weiss.
I'm just completely honored to be given this award. I'll never forget when I wrote this... What? Fuse? The guitar player? Was he nominated? Sure, yes. Why not? Congrats to Jason, and I suppose he'd be honored if he had bothered to show up.
Presenting the award for Song of the Year, Russell Crowe.
If I've done a movie, regardless of the subject matter, you should turn up because it's going to be a good movie. If I've done it, it's great. And that's how you should all feel whenever you see a new jingle posted by any one of the following nominees. Except maybe Jerry. He mostly just sings about the Schwitz. The nominees for Song of the Year are...
Luke Overbay for Arbitrage.
It's a line that's an albatross. It's free money that's just in camouflage. I'm telling all of y'all it's arbitrage.
So what should you do when a market might take a hit or might vote Brexit? Cash out on your futures in a barrage. I'm trying to tell you now it's arbitrage.
Robert Berg for Balding Jordan Spieth.
Signing scorecards with his golf hands. He's won the first two majors. Balding Jordan Spieth.
Jason Fuse for This Nonsense.
Got the chicken pox, my fever's higher. McDonald's MD cheeseburger prescriber. It's burning me now, my skin's on fire. I can't quit itching cause of this virus. Chicken pox is a virus, that is correct. The varicella zoster to be exact. Shingles in adults is what affects. And if you're over 60, you should really give it respect.
Brad Weiss for Give It Away. John Fitzpatrick for Whatever This Is.
Working newspapers the old-time way. Editing corn has a day by day. She digs the trends and the chefs and the food section. Genie is fine, bacon's her thing.
Joe Arrow for This Garbage.
You're an old and bald orange dinosaur. Just get out now, it's probably time. You're no longer in your prime.
You're no longer in your prime.
You're no longer in your prime.
And the jingly goes to Robert Berg.
Accepting on behalf of Robert Berg, Bradamus Jackson Weiss.
Are you kidding me? Berg? For this trick? Christ. Incomparable. Oh, absolutely. Great job.
Presenting the award for Barry White Impression of the Year, Jerry Negrelli.
No, please. No, please. That's too much. Please, please. You're too kind. You're too kind. Hope you're all having a great time tonight. We're about to wrap up the show here. But before we go, I wanted to present one final award. You know, one of the signature staples of TK Jingles is the vocal impressions put together by some of our performers. And dollars to donuts, there is no more recognizable voice in the music business than Mr. Barry White. So with that in mind, the nominees for Barry White Impression of the Year are...
Brad Weiss for My Arbor Bride.
My Arbor Bride, can't get enough of your leaves, babe. Plant, I don't know why, can't get enough of your leaves, babe. Oh, some saplings have such strong roots, and some grow from a graft.
Is that it? Only one person? Really? Only one person ever impersonated Barry White? Well, it wouldn't be fair to Brad not to have somebody else nominated. D-Shay, lay down a track.
My darling, I can't get enough of Brad White's babe. I don't know why I love to hear him harmonize. I must be deaf.
All right, that's probably good enough. D-Shay, cut the track. Wow, that was great. You know, that first one was really good, but that second one, pretty great. All right. And the jingly goes to Jerry Negrelli.
Jerry couldn't be here today, so accepting the award on behalf of Jerry Negrelli... Hold on, I'm unfamiliar with this name. It's Brad Weiss.
What the fuck? Is that even a song? Did anyone even listen to my jingle? Have you heard of motherfucking Barry White for shit's sake? And the writing? Is that horseshit even written? Or did you just start transcribing some 2-year-old's babbling? I own this category. Do you know who I am?
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for August 18th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. That is the longest cold open in the history of the show, and that basically is the show. I'm not sure what else we're going to do today because I've spent 2 weeks working on that, so I hope you enjoyed it. That was the Jingly Awards. Now, today we're going to hear some stupid songs. Welcome to the TK Jingles broadcast. 40 minutes of mindless bap. If Tony stinks after 20 odd years, then man, what am I even doing out here? Oh, this show's the worst. I'd lather on with pointless stories instead of songs. Some people ask me, what's with all the schwitzing and the ads? Oh, those segments keep me laughing. The show is more than music, more than the mailbag. And please remember that all free, so I don't really need you trolling me. And if you don't like me or don't like my show, well, you can just download the fire hose. Oh, this show's the worst, I'll give you that. But it takes a lot of work to be this bad. Oh, this show's the worst. Yeah, well, after that open there, if you're still here, maybe you disagree, maybe you think it's okay. So, as I said, it's taken me a lot of work to put that Jingly Awards show together there, just to give some context on a few of the jokes.
So people have asked me for years to celebrate or award people who have done great jingles, and I've always hesitated to do that because how can you possibly do that? Especially, I mean, I'm not going to award myself, but there just are so many great songs. They're so good and they're so different that you really can't give an award without leaving somebody out. So I figured if we ever would do a jingly award or something about the jingles, it had to be a parody. And so hopefully you enjoyed that. So I wanted to play, in the great tradition of this podcast, some new material from this past week. So here it is with no introduction.
Hey, where the bagels at, Pops? Come on, let's do this. Turn it up.
Now we're out on our own, let the podcast flow. 'Cause we done this before, it's the same damn show. Gonna rant, gonna rave, tell you where I've been. Still a wretch, gonna kvetch, and my skin is thin. You know I'm always talking, not above begging. Let me give you a quiz. Do you know who the star it is? This is my podcast. I am in control now. We don't need radio. Can't you figure out how to download my podcast? Gonna own my content for whatever that's worth. Guess we gonna find out. This is my podcast. How long will it last? Morning comes and I know what I wanna say. Woke at 4, taking notes, not a thing has changed. Tune in SportsCenter now, get the scores all straight. Didn't watch them last night, 'cause they're on too late.
That's how I do.
All the guests are the same. And you know them by name. Michael tweeting his biz. But I don't know what that is. Yeah, it's a podcast. I am in control now. We don't need no AM. We could use some sponsors. Welcome to my podcast. We got Alan Bubis
socialite
to tell us how to do this. When do we get paid? This is my podcast.
Download it.
How long will it last?
Welcome to my podcast and crib, new spot, same crap. Got the big house, small house, Chessie ruling out back. Excuse me if no radio's making you sad. Left Marconi behind so I can run with the cash. Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Nominally a sports show, but don't hold me to that. Another shot at Raju, yeah, that guy's an ass. My podcast, we got class.
This is my podcast. I am in control now. My revenue's way down. Just what have I done? Shipped into a podcast. How's this gonna work out? How long before I ask? Will you take me back? Download my podcast. Listen to the ads. Download my podcast.
Listening to Tony, and here comes a mailbag. It starts with a jingle of old orange rhyme. Then comes a mail. It's smart and it's funny. Now it's the close. We've run out of time. If you're out on your bike, if you're out at night, please do wear white and stay tuned.
Just download the podcast, a Google machine for listening on another chance to say, hey, I had that, never again. Surprising Wilbur. If you're out on your bike, if you're out at night, please do wear white and stay to the right and out of rain tonight. If you
door, leaving the ball club that wants him no more. He thinks back on good times as a gnat, like choking the MVP, or quietly crushing Drew Storen's cheek, or rare times with an ERA under 3.
Us all heart attacks. Melanson has what he lacks. Nats wasted all kinds of money on this guy.
He's leaving town 'cause his stats are way down. Such a lousy year.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. I had a contract that wasn't renewed. I'll hold a grudge till my dying day. Won't let perspective get in the way. Hey, hey, whoa. Fired by some ass clown, but you can guess what I'm gonna do, yeah. I'll spend a lifetime of hating Raju, and now it's been a long time and the building's torn down, and I'm a TV star of some renown. If you were me, well, what would you do, yeah? You spend your whole life of hating Raju. I said, hey, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, oh. Tell you never said to try to shut me down. put you wise. I'll crush you and cut you down to size. Yeah, hey, hey, oh, hey.
All right. Four new songs written by John Fitzpatrick and Bill Bardo, performed by John Fitzpatrick, KJ Unstad, and Joe Arrow. So, to end this episode, we're at about 30 minutes now, I wanted to play some leftover material. So, to prepare for the Jinglies, where we celebrated songs that weren't real, if you hadn't noticed, I asked folks to send me their junk songs, songs that they had thought of, maybe one lyric, two lyrics, but never got around to recording. And I wanted to nominate those for the awards because that was just, I guess, the joke that it shouldn't mostly be songs you know. It should be songs that you've never heard of, because how could you really celebrate, other than maybe Balding Jordan Spieth or something Soul has done, how could you celebrate anything else? So now here is a collection of some of those songs, along with some of the outtakes and various extra bits from the preparations for the Jingly Awards.
Spinderella cut it up. Let's talk about Fantasy FB. Let's talk about a Littles League. Let's talk about all the good teams and the bad beats from last week. Let's talk about specs. Let's talk about stats. Let's talk about flex. Let's talk about fantasy football.
Right time to litigate this business. Excessive ice is really malicious. Starbucks really treated me awfully. That extra ice cube left an ounce less coffee.
We really sue.
Yo, for sure.
In the back room of the pond, I saw you and Michael eating chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Made flowers sweet as your new place. Smile on your face, Oscar voter. Your big cheese. You were watching screeners, but not comedies.
Brooklyn cheese.
Surely room brings out the sorrow. What will you watch tomorrow?
Chicken palm with your friend Bubez and break some bread that's garlic. You might bring your son and you'll fetch your mail as you dine in at the palm.
There were so many moving parts and dependencies this week. I hope I didn't miss anybody. I apologize if I did, or if any of that stuff you've just heard was screwed up in some way. There really was meant to be a Chris Rock host for this week's Jingly Awards, but he got laryngitis and backed out literally a minute before I started recording. So I was banking on that guy, and he totally bailed on me. And now it's nearing 1 a.m, as my voice is weary and weak. But thank you for listening. Next week is probably an off week. We're in a hell cycle at work. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I'll do my best to keep it coming and entertain you this fall when Tony returns on his new podcast. Of course, you'll now also have The Fix to listen to. And I hear there's a new spinoff podcast with Jason and KJ starting up soon. So all kinds of fun options for you to enjoy this fall, 2016. Thanks for listening.
Live from Burger King, we're grilling it up with the 10th annual Jingly Awards.
It's Larry's Warfish, a carnivore fish. It's dinosaurish, a pet that he's had since the Cretaceous days. Better watch out, Larry's fish gonna wreck this place.
Hey, 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 this is Bill Cosby. Chris will be out in a minute. But guess what? I got some jello pudding for all the ladies. Yes, hey, hey.
So you had a rough day.
Had a rough day.
Singing all your folk songs.
All of my songs.
It's not too much to ask. Would you warm up some mac and cheese?
Warm up some mac and cheese.
Matthew McConaughey, what is your favorite brand of microphone?
Sure.